Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as you hustle around the Lone Star State or spend time on the computer or doing that last-minute shopping.
Going to the mall. No, thank you.
No, I try to avoid that at all costs. Okay. And we're here to help you out.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, because this is one of a couple of shows we do each year. We're going to be talking about big Christmas gifts for the hunter and angler, giving you some insight, maybe some specific ideas, but also more to kind of stimulate your own thought process.
And also people that are listening that like us will give you ideas of what we would like for Christmas.
Sure. Along with shipping address.
Yeah, right. You got it.
Phone numbers to arrange schedules, you know.
So, that's right. You betcha.
But seriously, we do have some suggestions for you that may cost a little more than our stocking stuffer, show that we
right,
do.
Right. But, hey, different strokes, different budgets.
Absolutely. And, who you're looking to, whether it is an adult or a youngster.
Right.
Okay. And we're going to touch on all those subjects. Plus, we've got a little news headed your way along with the Outdoor Report. And yes, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 16 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit automotivereporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's automotivereporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy-gate steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And I mentioned the top of the program, we're going to be talking about gift giving. But, sometimes I need the weather to help me along and get into that mood, that Christmas spirit.
Yes.
And our weather's been like a yo-yo going up down. Mm-hmm. It's been crazy.
Yeah.
And
40, 80.
you were asking me about the Old Farmer's Almanac, what they were saying, and actually, hadn't looked at it until recently.
I thought you looked at it every day.
No, not every day.
Okay.
Every other day.
All right.
Not every day.
Okay.
But their long-range forecast was saying that we're actually going to be milder and drier than normal, with below normal snowfall in places that normally receive snow. And the coldest period was mid to late November, which we were cold in November.
Right. Correct.
Okay. And early January, and from late January to early February. But looking at their chart from November through October 2020, and January is going to be pretty warm. December is a little above normal. Precipitation in January will be a bit above normal. And through the spring months, precipitation in February, March, and April are going to be a little bit below. But then we get into a wet period.
Okay.
That could, maybe a little behind from when the antlers start growing on deer. But could, how quickly our rangeland,
Turns around. You watch it grow.
Yeah. Absolutely. When fawns are dropping, when does are dropping fawns and ground nesting birds are starting, to do their nesting and things of that nature, May, June, July are going to be on the wet side with below normal temperatures all the way through August and even into September. So that could be nice.
It could be, yeah, for the next fall, obviously.
But it's all relative here in the Lone Star State about cooler summers,
Nah.
Couple of degrees.
Doesn't matter. Well, it's just, I've lived in Houston all my life, and people ask about winter down here, and I said, yeah, it's usually one bad week in February. Yeah. Really? That's about it.
It can be. Yeah. It can be. We do have some news coming out of Austin, and we've been talking about it for some time, the annual stocking of rainbow trout in neighborhood ponds, but particularly along the Guadalupe River. Parks and Wildlife has leased a no-fee public access area on the Guadalupe River to help anglers target rainbow trout during the cool weather stocking and fishing season. Camp Weco Springs, located between San Antonio and Austin, has nearly a half mile of bank that access alternating pools and riffles on the Guadalupe River. The bank is gently sloping and rocky, and anglers can wade fish both upstream as well as downstream. There's a low water dam on the upper end of the property and a deep water pool on the lower end, so you kind of can get your references. There is a time, 30 minutes before sunrise to 30 minutes after sunset through March 7, except for February 21 through 24. Now, you're not writing all this down.
No.
So go to Texas Parks and Wildlife's website, tpwd.texas.gov, and get the information at the trout stocking location on that park.
And that will also show you the other locations, too.
It will show you the neighborhood and also give you the dates when they're going to be dumping fish, and doing the stocking. Because evidently, they're hungry in those holding tanks.
Yeah, and you stand there and watch them dump them and start flinging, right? Yeah.
And they want you to catch them because they will not survive once things turn off warm. Also, Texas Parks and Wildlife is got a public comment on proposed rule changes for Managed Lands Deer Program. Basically, this is allowing the department to establish a fee for participating in the MLDP and clarifying existing program provisions. The proposed fee would establish a $30 fee for each management unit within a property that is enrolled in the harvest option, provided the property is not part of a aggregate acreage enrollment in the MLDP. The proposed regulation for review is in the Texas Register. The comment period is through January 23rd, and that's when the Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission will vote on adopting the changes. For more information, you can contact Alan Kane, our Whitetail Program Leader, at alan.kane, C-A-I-N, alan.kane at tpwd.texas.gov to voice an opinion.
Good.
Okay. You got anything going on?
Well, I had a nice call from a cousin of mine earlier in the week, and she lives in Brady, and telling me how much she's enjoying listening to us on the station there in Brady.
Yeah, well, hearing folks from down the valley, I mean, our new affiliates are really embracing the show. Mm-hmm. I've been going to the Rio Grande Valley for, I guess, about 30 years, participating in various shows down there. And
they let
you're
come
in the neighborhood in Brady, you know, yeah. So that's great.
That's great.
You know, we're glad. And for you folks that may not have an affiliate in your area, mm-hmm. obviously there's lots of sources that we mentioned, you know, YouTube, Stitcher.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, if they have an affiliate that doesn't have us, they can call them and suggest they call us.
There you go. That's where I was going with that for sure.
Right.
So,
be a nice Christmas present. Game yeah. Wardens. How about a Game Warden report? I love
sure,
that.
Sure, go ahead.
I love this one, the title of it, the Apple doesn't fall far from the pop-up blind. Two Harris County game wardens responded to a request for assistance from the University of Houston Clear Lake Police Department when they were alerted to a suspicious person in a wooded portion of the campus. Campus police found a father and son, one of whom was holding a crossbow, in the process of cleaning a recently harvested buck. The officer detained the individuals and secured the scene until the wardens arrived. The officers and the wardens worked together to search the area and interview the suspects when they discovered a pop-up blind, corn, and drug paraphernalia. One of the men confessed to shooting three additional bucks during the last week in the same area. After further investigation, it was revealed that the father had a previous charge for poaching a 12.5-foot alligator from a nearby county park. When searching the individual's home, the wardens later recovered the heads of two bucks, charges for hunting without landowner consent, hunting without a license, possession of drug paraphernalia are pending, proving again you cannot cure stupid. It's unbelievable.
Just
when it's too easy to do it right.
It really is.
My goodness.
It really is. Buddy of mine lives up in the Woodlands, mm-hmm. north of Houston.
Right.
And sent me some photos of the neighborhood deer. I mean, you know.
Sure.
Montgomery County, you know, wooded area.
Right.
Lots of creek and river bottoms. Mm-hmm. And showed me real nice buck. And, you know, my thought every time I see a nice buck, you know, is like.
Yeah.
These guys that you just mentioned were sure. using a crossbow. You mm-hmm. know, somebody getting archery equipment and doing it wrong.
I know, and do it right by just enjoying looking at them. I mean, I see frequent deer sightings at Houston Intercontinental Airport. I've never seen a buck, though. Oh, I've seen some really good, healthy-looking doe, though, so something's keeping them around.
Yeah, yeah. If there's deer there, there's yeah. got to be both of them. You know?
Right, so. Right.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. We've got the outdoor report. Yeah, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 42 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks you need, the trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 42 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 42 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
The hunting world is coming to Dallas for Heritage. The Dallas Safari Club's Convention and Sporting Expo will be held at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center January 9th through the 12th. Dallas Safari Club brings the hunting world to you. The Heritage Convention will feature over 1,800 exhibits to help you plan and equip your next adventure. Explore the greatest hunters convention on the planet. For more information and to reserve your tickets, visit biggame.org. That's biggame.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Getaway Lodge in Port Mansfield, Texas. The complete package. Come one, come all. It's where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird seasons, camaraderie afield creates lifetime memories from days shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or afield, while hearty home-cooked meals help bring an end to each day. Mentioned to you about the mild weather that we're having. Let me tell you what, fishing continues to be phenomenal. Yes, we're in between fronts, but water temperature has not dropped down. Flounder are still in the bays, but it's cool enough where ducks continue to filter in. Hunting has been absolutely phenomenal. So for booking information for your cast and blast, or maybe looking ahead to the trophy fishing in the spring, go to getawaypm.com or call 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times. This weekend, on Saturday, it's the first of three best days of the week. This Sunday's rated as good. Monday and Tuesday slip to fair. Wednesday comes in as another best day. Thursday and Friday are two more good ones. Next Saturday's another best day, while next Sunday is rated as good. This weekend, look for game to be most active from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours after sunset. On Monday and Tuesday, a major time shift occurs for this major feeding period of the day. Look for game to begin feeding well before sunrise and continue to feed until mid-morning. On Wednesday and Thursday, this most active period begins either side of sunrise, continues until either side of the noon hour. By Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Wednesday, December 18th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. This Sunday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Monday is another double tide day. Tuesday and Wednesday have a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day. Thursday through next Saturday will have a double tide schedule daily. Next Sunday, another three-tide day with two lows, one high.
All right, staying on the coast. Again, mild weather over on Big Lake, Lake Calcasieu. Fishing continues to be good for redfish. In fact, redfish being more cold-tolerant continues to be a staple through the winter months. But on the south end of Big Lake, look either side of the weirs as the redfish are starting to make their way back into the marsh areas.
What's a weir, Uncle Bill?
Well, that is a structure that supposed to.
Oh, yeah. I've been hearing that people for a long time, yeah.
Supposed to control the flow of fresh water and salt water into the back areas.
Okay.
Supposed to. Anyway,
your tax dollars at work.
That's right. Over on Sabine Lake, you've got trout that are starting to drop into the deeper water and deeper holes and channels along the marsh. Redfish are a bit scattered, but have not yet gone into their winter patterns. Just remember, if Texas anglers are going to fish on Sabine and you're going to go into the Louisiana marsh on the east side, you better have a Louisiana fishing license.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you break that imaginary line across the two points at the mouth of those bios, and if you don't have the proper license, folks in Louisiana will
say howdy.
That's right. East Galveston Bay flounder bite continues to be excellent along the intercoastal waterway around the spoils and drains. Black drum are good on blue crab and shrimp around the Texas City Dike. West Galveston Bay, flounder are good at San Luis Pass on live shrimp. In Freeport, flounder are excellent along the marsh, and bull reds are good at the mouth of the Brazos River. West Matagorda Bay, flounder bite is excellent on down south plastic in red or white colors. Our buddy Captain Nathan Bebout, N&M Sportsman's Adventure, he migrates to the south and does some trophy trout down in Port Mansfield, and he said that the weather wasn't real cooperative last week, but he did manage solid trout along with some heavy redfish. Topwaters and weedless Soft plastics have been good while they're wading in thigh-deep gin clear water. They saw several large trout in the area, just couldn't get them to eat. But he does think that there's an opportunity for some trophy fish. He's only got a few dates left. Harold, if you want to go wade fishing, December 31 through January 3 and January 14 through 16, you ought to check it out. In Rockport, trout continue to be excellent on light-colored artificial baits under a popping cork. Port Mansfield, again, the snapper offshore are good. And, folks, that's something that we're going to be talking about in a bit in the program. Our state waters out to 9 nautical miles continues to produce some really good red snapper fishing. Port Isabel, sheephead are very good on live shrimp. South Padre, trout have been good using light-colored artificial baits. Also, live shrimp or gulp shrimp under a popping cork.
Okay, heading to East Texas, B.A. Steinhagen. Largemouth bass are good along steep drops near the spillway and among the marsh staying south of the 190 bridge with Carolina rig worm spinners and crankbaits. Caddo. Largemouth bass continue to be good moving along vast vegetation edges on rigged plastic worms and spinnerbaits. Crappie are good on smaller minnows and jigs among the many cypress trunks. Conroe. Largemouth bass are good on jigs, spinners, and buzzbaits using large structure as cover. Fork. Largemouth bass are good on plastic worms, spinners, lizards, and Alabama rigs. Bumping the bottom with worms has been successful, and fishing across from Lake Fork Marina has been a steady spot. White and yellow bass are good on Alabama rigs. Lake of the Pines, largemouth bass are good on topwater spinners, swim baits, crankbaits, chatterbaits, sticking to medium depth structure and drops. Crappie are good on bigger jigs and minnows near standing timber and vegetation. Livingston. Largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig plastic, spinners, crankbaits, and jigs in submerged creeks and the many feeder creeks. Striped bass are good on spoons and shad. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. I'm going to get... Wait, no. Nakonich. Nokonich. Nokonich. Nokonich?
Nakonich.
Nakonich. Why do I have a problem with that? I'm fairly literate. Nakonich. I guess I want to add that E. Call it Nakonichi.
That's what he said for a while.
Thank you. Largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig, plastic worms, and crankbaits around flooded timber on the Tucker Branch. Crappie are good on jigs, spinners, and live minnows under the bridge pillars. Sam Rayburn. Largemouth bass are good on Alabama rigs, any flashing lure, and in shallower water. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs among the same bass habitats. Toledo Bend. Largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, jigs, plastic worms, and spinners. Follow the creek channels along the Sabine Forest. Striped bass are good on topwater rattle traps and spoons on humps and along river channels. Athens. Largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms, crankbaits, jigs, and spinnerbaits around the natural vegetation and drops close by. Bass drop. Channel and blue cats are good on stinky bait or cut bait. All species have been best near the plant and in the creek channels. Belton. Smallmouth bass are great on grubs, jigs, and smaller crankbaits, working outward of the numerous creek channels. Hybrid stripers are good on live bait, jigs, and crankbaits in the middle lake channels. Fayette. Largemouth bass are good on spinners, worms, and crankbaits in submerged creek beds. Fish finders are very useful to detect the best points and the drops. Palestine. Largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms, spinners, lipless cranks, and jigs. Hybrid stripers are good on minnows. White bass are good on slabs. Catfish are excellent on shad and chicken livers. Richland Chambers, white bass and hybrids are good on slabs and jigs as deep as you can go. Catfish are excellent on live bait and cut bait. Somerville, white bass and hybrids continue to be good in the deep main lake. Points on minnows, rattle traps, Alabama rigs, crappie fishing have been great surrounding the marina and with larger structures. Catfish and sunfish are good throughout the lake with low traffic and good structure. Stillhouse, largemouth remain good on rocky points and water surface covering vegetation on topwater jigs. Carolina rig plastic worms, Tawakoni, white bass and hybrid stripers are good on slabs, spoons, Alabama rigs. Catfish are excellent and close to be a sure bet on live cut shad, shrimp, and stink bait. Texoma, striped bass continue to be excellent using slabs, swim baits, and live bait in deeper water. Largemouth bass are good drifting live baits. Whitney, black bass continue to be good on plastic worms, jigs, and crankbaits in portions of the lake that have increased visibility. Use shallower baits, such as topwater lures, fast-moving jigs in the murkiest portions of the lake. Tyler, crappie are good on jigs and minnows. White bass are good on slabs. Hybrid stripers are good with rattle traps following the bait fish.
All right, heading down south, Del Rio Way, we're on Big Friendly, Amistad Reservoir. Largemouth bass are good on buzzbaits. Topwater spinners, plastic worms, and grubs near the steep drop-offs and submerged vegetation. Choke Canyon Reservoir, largemouth bass are good in flooded timber, submerged vegetation, and any drops near them. Lure depth is the most critical factor using jigs, plastic worms, spinners, and rattle traps. Flooded timber, submerged vegetation, and any drops near them have been best. Brownwood, white bass are good on slabs and Alabama rigs. Coleman, hybrid stripers are good drift fishing with live bait. Bass are good on topwater spinners, plastic worms, and jigs. But the key is fishing the calmer water around points and ledges. OH Ivy, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rigged worms, spinners, minnows, and jigs on mid-lake humps.
Heading to the Hill Country, Big Lake Buchanan. White bass are good on minnows. Channel cats have been good on stink bait, live, and cut bait. Canyon. Striper fishing continues to be excellent throughout the lake with good schooling. Catfish is good with live and cut bait, and trot lines are successful, especially West Lake, primarily with live bait. LBJ. Catfish are good on stink bait and cut bait. Flathead catfish are good on live bait. Medina. Largemouth bass are good on trick worms in pink or green jigs. Shad on open water lake drops. Smallmouth bass are good on white grubs and jigs. Travis, wind has not been favorable the past week, but it didn't cause a lot of inconsistencies. Largemouth bass are good on slow baits in the shallow water in the mornings. As the day progresses, move deeper with a drop shot.
All right, on the hunting scene, we've got some closure. Actually, we've got some seasons that are ongoing. The Sandhill crane season in both Zone A and B will continue through January 26th. Quail season continues through February 23rd. That's statewide in all 254 counties.
What about snipe?
Yeah, snipe, you know, is a statewide season through February 9th.
Okay.
North Zone javelina season through February 23rd. And in the South Zone, you've got javelina season as well as the squirrel season in other open counties through August 31. All right, you've been running fast, on-road, off-road. What have you been?
I've been hauling. Yeah. They brought this thing to me to test. You're going to have fun with this. And I walked outside and I went, what?
I know what this is.
Yeah, that van.
Yes.
The 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter 2500 cargo van.
Did you put curtains in it?
I put curtains in it. I rented it to a large family, so I made some bucks for a week off
there
that
you go.
Thing. I mean, unbelievable. And what surprised me, too, is how it performed. It's got a 2-liter four-cylinder turbo gas engine, made it to a 9-speed transmission, but it's got 188 horsepower. The darn thing will tow 5,000 pounds, and inside it's almost 400 cubic feet.
Really?
Yeah, and it echoes. I mean, I first got in it, and all it had was just two bucket seats, two individuals, captain's chair seats, whatever. And I fired it up, and the radio came on, and I went, what? And I'm looking around. And it also, I thought, maybe I could turn it into a nightclub. Because it had these little pin LED lights,
right.
over and it had dual sunscreens. What do you call those things? Those windows you look through up there. Those things.
Skylights.
Because they call it a skylight. I don't think that's what we call it in cars, but that's what it is. I'm saying, this is really kind of cool. But it was screaming yellow. Just screaming.
Dome lights.
Well, that could be dome light. No, you pay for that extra too. The slides.
Oh, okay.
You have in your truck. And
yeah.
I'll probably get to it as I run down this stuff. Because, you know, the basic one is about $3,400, and you can do anything with it.
How much?
$34,000. I'm sorry. What a deal. Give me two. No, $34,000. But it's so darn roomy, you know, and this, of course, it was not set up. So then you do your shelving or your whatever, or the surf van I always didn't need. But a hunting vehicle, this could be very cool because there's so much room in there. I mean, you really can bed down in the thing. So it's got all the basic safety stuff you want to expect. It's certainly the construction of a Mercedes you want to expect. And then they added stuff to it. Oh, calcite yellow. That's what it was called. Anyway, reinforced axle in the front, electric parking brake, which I love. This is all added. Suspension for comfort. Rear spring vibration absorbers, high roof, roof rails, sunroof. That's it.
Sunroof.
Big battery, extra sockets, overhead storage slots, interior rear view mirror, thermotronic automatic climate control, heat insulation for the rear compartment. a parking package with 360-degree camera, illuminated front exits, especially requested trim, armrest for the drivers and the co-driver, sliding doors right and left with closing assist, interesting mechanical opening but electric closing, and then big double doors in the back. But what was cool, door-mounted assist handles. So normally you have the handles on your A-pillar in your vehicles. Mm-hmm. This is actually on the door where somebody as short as me can really reach the darn thing get in, because it was quite a step up and quite a leap out. Wood floor with 6D rings to attach stuff, a comfort package, driver can ping, more. This thing was loaded to the gills at 55, but it's just absolutely an amazing vehicle. Check the thing out. You want some room? I mean, inside the capacity is almost 3,800 pounds of load. And then you trick it out. Very cool. 2019 Sprinter 2500 cargo van from our friends at Mercedes-Benz.
Very good. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got big Christmas gifts for hunters and anglers here on Texas Outdoor News.
Put them in the van.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3 for $39 Christmas special. That's any combination of three subscriptions or 3 years at just $39. Give three friends each a one-year subscription. It's just $39. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 one-year gift subscriptions, just $39. Or sign up for 3 years for just $39. To subscribe, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The Whitetail Blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. We've been telling you for some time the rigors of the rut is ongoing down in South Texas. The rut is starting to heat up right now. And to help those bucks as well as does recover from the rut, you need to have cottonseed available. So contact the folks at Fortified Cottonseed at fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122.
Okay.
All right. Big gifts. Mm-hmm. Think out of the box. And you know what? Your on or off-road piece on that van, tricking it out.
Yeah, right.
You know, I was thinking if you have a side-by-side ATV, and there's a bunch of them, mm-hmm. everybody's making them, all correct. Right? And if you know your spouse or, you know, has a side-by-side, mm-hmm. get with a fabricator, an aluminum fabricator, to design and build a dog box, a little water container to carry some water. To
and there's
water
some good dog boxes that are already built that you can find out there that you just bolt in.
Sure. And that's the thing about it is, you know, it'll have a – they design it with a high rack above, so you can step up.
Right.
Use it as a semi-high rack, you know, put you maybe 8 feet, you know, off the ground. And in a lot of hunting areas, that's great because you're looking under the canopy as opposed to trying to look over it.
Right.
But then you can unbolt it. But that's thinking out of the box where you're going, okay, it's not going to be underneath the Christmas tree. Right. But it's in an envelope saying here is toward this.
Correct.
And it becomes a project that in hunting families works really well.
Well, that gets to one of the favorite things out there is gift certificates. To things, you know, like Carter's Country or something like that. Go here.
Right.
Because some things are personal. But me, though, still, and you, come on, you know your significant other, your friend, your spouse, your whatever. And so I adhere to Neo's line in The Matrix, guns, lots of guns is what we need. Okay.
Sure.
And as you, well, you should know, you're the publisher. The next issue is a story I did on Henry and the Henry Big Boy. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the slickest things. And because I'm just nuts for lever actions anyway.
Right.
But I am very pleasantly surprised at the quality that Henry has. It's out of the box. The Big Boy shooting handgun cartridges. So 44 mag or special, 45 Colt, which I love dearly, or 357 Magnum plus shoot 38s. It is the slickest handling lever action I've ever received out of a box. It is the best trigger I have ever used out of a box on a lever action, even custom work.
Okay.
So very little take up, absolutely no creep whatsoever, and it just stops. No over travel. They're around a thou. But that's on the website, so you can find them at dealers and stuff. But they have a full range of things, as you mentioned, the kid. Start off with their Henry 22 rifles, which are wonderful. They have these brass frames, but they're a special alloy, so they're really stronger than steel. Mm-hmm. And they started off with the 22 rifles. So there's a full range of Henry products. And just go to henryusa.com and check it out.
There you go. While we're talking about customizing or custom items, and you're a big knife guy,
I'm a short knife guy. Yeah.
Okay. a custom knife. And I'm talking about with the scales, you know, the drop point. There's a lot of production knives that are out there that are good.
Yep, very much so.
But this is one where you know, the leather tooling on the sheath, you know, some things that can really be done. And it is impressive, not only as a gift, they may keep it as a keepsake, but when they put it on their belt, you know.
Mm-hmm. Even if they don't use it.
It's an attention getter. No.
Yeah, I know, but that is true.
There's a lot of functional type knives.
Oh, no, absolutely positively, and they should be used. Yeah. I gave a friend of mine, like Diamond Blade, which it's a factory custom. I mean, it really is.
I kind of put that more in a production type, though.
Yeah, but it's a production custom. I mean, it's such a unique thing. But, I mean, I gave one of those to a friend of mine in honor of his father's passing, and he's never used it. He said, no, I just look at it and remember Dad. But there's something like that makes for a great keepsake item also.
All right. Hey, we need to take a break. When we come back, we've got more ideas, not only for hunters, but also anglers, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Britton Griffith. I am a father, husband. We have four beautiful girls. They are the joy of our lives. My wife and I had a dream and plans to find a place where we could build a lake and raise our kids. So we worked with Capital Farm Credit together, and we were able to make our dreams really come true. Capital Farm Credit came alongside and made it happen.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS 493828.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
We continue our discussion on big Christmas gift ideas for the hunter and angler. Before we get over into the fishing side, Here's something, and it probably started in dove season, maybe quail season,
right.
Duck season, of someone coming back and go, "Hi, hun, how'd you do?" And it's like, I don't want to talk about it,
right.
You know, because they haven't practiced, or, you know, maybe they were self-taught,
uh-huh.
Okay? But going out and getting some instruction, and for single moms with kids, you know, learning how to shoot.
Wonderful.
It's just a great idea. And this is not a single lesson you take and, you know, the light switch goes on.
No.
It is a package.
It's a beginning.
It's a beginning, yeah. But it's a package, okay?
Right.
So over on the fishing side, uh-huh. Again, something similar. When you visit with a guide and maybe it's something specific, I want to fly fish,
uh-huh.
Go with someone that fly fishes, okay?
Correct.
If it's a kid or, say, we've never done this before, but we want to,
uh-huh.
There are lots of good guides that are really patient and will work with you.
Let me interject this, too,
yeah.
And I learned this a long time ago. In lessons, whether it's flying lessons, fishing lessons, shooting lessons, stuff like this, you're usually better served letting someone else do it because your child wants to please you so much that a little brain lock – you know, kind of gets in there.
Sure.
And you can reinforce it, certainly. But I think the kids are better served with someone else doing the instructing.
Yeah, no, that's a great point.
Yeah.
It really is. For a family or a group, maybe they've spent a lot of time on inland lakes,
uh-huh.
And haven't been to the coast.
Right.
Or they've been in our estuaries, in our bays, but they've never been offshore. Earlier in the program, talked about our state waters out to 9 nautical miles.
Right.
Think Freeport South, and it is a great opportunity to go not far, but you get the feel of fishing offshore, because you are, and catching some really good snapper and some other fish species as it continues to warm up.
Well, this leads into something for both hunting and fishing is for a Christmas gift – a hunt or a fishing excursion. I mean, a thing with a guide, with a service, with your lodging, with
sure.
your 3 or 4 days.
Absolutely.
That kind of thing, you know. And you certainly got people that are in Texas Outdoors Journal magazine that are recommendations. But, you know, somebody asked me once about recommendations for, you know, like for hunting guides. And I said, hey, call a taxidermist. You know, they got people they've worked with for years. They're going to recommend,
great
but they
idea.
Say they have
sure.
people that they work with for years
sure.
going, hey, I'm interested in this because there's some great hunts down there and some off the wall things too, you know, like Ox Ranch. You can either book a hunt or you can book to drive a tank,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. So some of the exciting packages out there. What are your suggestions to point people toward packages like that for fishing or hunting?
Quite honestly, this is Texas.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Ox Ranch, which is out toward Uvalde, Brackettville mm-hmm. area,
right.
you know, due
right.
west of San Antone. If you've not hunted the Panhandle off the Cap Rock,
mm-hmm.
Our buddy Roy and Becky Wilson, Texas Best Crooked River Ranch Outfitters, they've just expanded their operation and something like 65,000 acres. But everything from predators to hogs to deer to quail, you know, there's plenty of options out there for you.
And you get online, too. There's a shopping list.
Oh.
So that's the thing, too.
Right.
I mean, we're talking some heavier stuff. I want to throw this one in because it's one of my favorite things to give somebody, ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
And I checked out with our friends at Brownells because they're always having sales. So stuff in bulk. I mean, not like a box of 30-30s, but in bulk. So you can get like Federal American Eagle 223, 55 grain full metal jacket, right? 500 rounds for $199.
Okay.
Comes in a box. I mean, that's very cool. Winchester, their new USA Forge 9mm, 1,000 rounds. $189.
Okay.
But here's the biggie, because remember, you big spender, you want to make somebody happy that shoots a 7.62-308, the Lake City Bulk Barrel. 7,500 rounds for $4,300.
Good grief.
Well, that's a lot of practice.
That's a lot of plinking.
Go to brownells.com. But there's always deals out there, but we never have enough ammo.
Oh, well, you know, and...
And shotgun shells, same thing.
Sure, absolutely. But just some of the ideas, and the other thing, as we close this segment, is when you're visiting or trying to get that ideal here at the last minute,
mm-hmm.
Don't walk in and go, "Hi, hon, I'm struggling for a gift. What do you want?
What do you want?
I mean, talk to them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
approach it from, you know, on your last hunting trip, you know, or your last fishing trip. For anglers, if it's kids, hey, a Zebco 33 and a fishing rod. I mean,
of course, and
I've read all sorts of stuff online going, you don't start. You just may as well go to a spinning reel.
No.
Start and make it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Can't mess it up.
Right.
And there's certain things inherent to a spinning reel with line twist, you know, that can be a bit of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Bait casting reels, love them, but, you know, even with the new magnetic,
the professional overrun.
Yeah, the professional overruns are there. Start them out with something easy. I read something that there is a guy that on one of the BASS tours, and he can't skip a bait, you know, under a dock. I mean, he just has a problem.
Yeah.
He's won boats. He's won some money.
Right.
And he carries a spin casting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, to get into areas that he can't reach. And I went, if that's true,
hey,
you know, doing whatever it takes.
You got it.
All right, lots of options. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we've still got more of the show headed your way. So stick around.
This holiday season, Jeep Brand's gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. That means everyone gets the same price as employees on all qualifying vehicles. So hurry in to the Jeep Big Finish event today. Whether you plan on spending the winter adventuring through the wilderness in a Jeep Cherokee with its 4x4 capability, exploring the city in a luxurious Jeep Grand Cherokee, or seeking the perfect postcard-ready view through Jeep Compass's available panoramic dual-pane sunroof, no matter what your winter holds, you can always make it better in a Jeep SUV. So hurry in to the Jeep Big Finish event to take advantage of Employee Pricing Plus today and end the year with great deals. Offer available on the purchase or lease of a 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee or any new 2019 Jeep brand vehicle, excluding Wrangler and Grand Cherokee SRT and Trackhawk. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must take retail delivery by 1-2-20. See dealer for details. Jeep as a registered trademark.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest-standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Tell you what, this year is flying by.
It is, yeah, because a couple of things on the calendar, they're shutting down through December 15, but that's it. Mule deer general season in the Trans-Pecos, so 16 counties, and also the 15th general season for mule deer in Brewster, Pecos, and Terrell. Check the Parks and Wildlife's Outdoor Annual or go on their website and find out about what's open, what's closed, and when and what. But they're still hunting year-round in the great state of Texas, so that's
right.
A good deal. And remember, you know, to go hunting or go anywhere, go visit the family in your brand-new Ford truck.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done. The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year, and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
Tell you what, you know, time is fleeting, so get out there and get your Christmas shopping done for the outdoor folks. We're really not that hard to buy for.
No, we're not.
I mean, yeah. You know.
Because we like stuff.
Yeah, we do. Hey, for anglers, here's something that a lot of people don't think of. Bass anglers do it on a regular basis. Uh-huh. They come and show up with all sorts of rods, all sorts of different actions, different lengths for different fishing applications.
Right.
Okay? And I learned this from Brett Crawford back when he owned All-Star Rods before he sold it to Shakespeare. About a 6 foot to maybe 6 foot three medium heavy action rod. Uh-huh. For coastal anglers to throw these big topwater baits.
Right.
Let me tell you what. I absolutely love it. I mean, a lot of coastal anglers will try to use one rod for everything. Uh-huh. But if you're drifting from the boat and more of us are staying dry as opposed to getting wet, that's an option that we didn't have time for.
Well, it's your kit, you know, and shooters do that too. You know, they put a pad on or change this or put a cheek piece or whatever, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Whatever it takes, man. Hey, do remember that we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations, plus all of our shows are archived there. So just a few days after you hear it on the air, it will be up there by date. So you can go, what did they say? Well, you can check it out. Also, you can catch our shows on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook. And when you go to those things, do like us because, I don't know, that's something good for us and it makes more people check it out. All right? Be sure and do that. As we say before, too, you catch them doing it wrong out there. Call Operation Game Thief at 800-792-GAME. And all of you all, just be safe out there, stay warm, and join us again next week, same time, same station, or even online for more Texas Outdoor News.